Americans are tuning in for the January 6th House Committee hearings and the investigation by lawmakers into the Capitol riot. 20 million viewers watched the first hearing. Others did not. So we decided to hear from Americans about how they're feeling about the hearings.
Jennifer Etty is a single mom in Tupper Lake, New York, in the Adirondacks. She told us it's not even on her radar.
It's too much to keep up with politics when you have the gas prices and, you know, financial stuff that's hurting you right now, right here. So people over in politics and stuff, which you only hear what they want you to hear, and it's never the full story. So
she called the hearings a waste of time.
It's done. It's over with. It's been, what, 2 years now? I mean, we've got more important things that are impacting Americans on a day-to-day basis than what happened 2 years ago.
Marcia Fingal advises nonprofits and edits books in Hillside, New Jersey. She has a very different view.
They're trying to present a clear, objective view of what happened on January 6th, so people can make their own decisions. And there was a lot of lying going on, a lot of untruths being told, a lot of confusion and chaos going on. But they're trying to really lay out, this is what happened.
So what would a good or satisfying outcome look like? We asked Alexander Cameron. He's a 76-year-old retiree who spends summers in the Adirondacks. He says he's been following the hearings closely.
Success would be to convict Donald Trump of seditious conspiracy and throw the bugger in jail. That would be my definition of success. I don't think they'll get there. I think the politics is too complicated. He has too many good lawyers and too much borrowed money to pay them.
Adnan Rangwala is 42 and lives on Long Island.
It had to be organized. It wasn't somebody just randomly coming together and saying, let's do this. And I come from India where things like this happen a lot. It was surprising to see that in the United States.
He says he understands why the committee is revisiting January 6th.
It was a big event. You just can't shove it under the rug. So I think the goal is to remind people that this happened.
Rangwala also offered a prediction.
And I think it's the year of the midterms, so we will see a lot more political drama. So this is definitely one of them.
No doubt, and there are still more hearings to come.